Big Red Bench.
Yeah, it's been very good. It's type of pre-season training where we're doing a lot of physical work, and we just introduced a bit of hurling over the last finish just to get back into the routine of that as well. But it's, as I say, it's heavy pre-season type of training, and lads are going very, very well, and I'm very pleased with it so far.
So a good mixture of gym work and pitch work at this stage?
Exactly, yeah. A lot of lads were back doing gym work in November anyway, and back onto the field then on the 8th of December. We were tied up with the non-training rule after qualifying for the Ireland semi-final until then, so we're back in the field since then. And you know, it's hard work, and the weather conditions haven't been great, but look, the lads are great and they enjoy it.
What's the panel looking like at the moment, Jimmy?
We've introduced a good number of players to the panel, training panel at the moment, and the purpose of that, or the reason for that, is, you know, to extend the panel a bit to see if we can find some new players who we might bring into the panel officially in the new year. We intend to give a good number, all those players, a run in the Waterford Crystal Tournament and in some challenge games which we've arranged in January, and we'll be finalising those going forward. But the idea is to develop the panel and see if we can find a couple of players to really put pressure on the lads who are there, and we just hope that there are a couple more out there that we might find.
The closing stages of the club championship, did it throw up some new names for you?
Well, it did. It was some very good displays, and you know, Sarsfields won the county again, obviously, and they're a very, very good club team. And most of those lads who are with us are on their team anyway. So, but there was some very good displays, and also in the leagues, there were very good finals to them. And you know, we spotted a number of players both in those games and playing with the minors and under 21s last year that we felt had potential. So we're going to have a look at some of those lads now and see how it works out.
Okay, how was it coming back together as a group after 2014 and the way it ended?
Well, it was disappointing the way it ended, because, you know, without going into too much detail with the match against Tipperary, again, it was a disappointing finish to our campaign, and the lads were very, very disappointed themselves, and we were. I mean, it was great to win the Munster Championship, but the way we went out against Tipperary was disappointing, and you know, we know we're better than that, and but we also know now how far we've got to go again to try and get back up to that level and get back to Croke Park again.
But did you sit down and talk about it together at the start of this new season?
Yeah, we've done quite a bit of analysis on it, and video analysis on it, and reflection on it, and we will be going into much more detail in the new year. Now, we haven't had much time in the last 2 weeks, but Sean O'Donnell, who's our video analyst, has done quite a lot of work on it, and we feel there are a lot of lessons we learned from the Tipperary game, and we'll hopefully try and rectify those and go through with the players in the new year.
On a personal level, at what stage did you watch that match back? How long after it?
Well, I haven't watched the whole match since, to be honest. Oh. I didn't get a chance, so I didn't feel like watching it yet. But I've watched some crucial parts of it that were painful, but it's equally painful for the players. I mean, they went out, no one went out to play badly, just one of those days that didn't happen for us. And as I said, it was a disappointing end to our campaign, but, you know, we'll have to live and learn with it and get on with it and hope to learn from it.
Your decision to stay on, Jimmy, you took some time thinking over it. What were factors were in that decision for you?
Well, Lisa, I wanted to make sure that I had the energy for it myself and the interest to go on and do it again for another year. And, you know, at times you feel that, you know, you'd have to, if you felt yourself that you would come to the end of your time with players and maybe they'd need a new voice or whatever, then I would decide to move on. But I still felt I had something to offer to it. I feel that that we can build on what we've done over the last couple of years. And, I'm still motivated enough to do that, and I hope I can give it another year and hopefully a bit more success for the supporters.
And how do you think you need to change or develop things in the Cork setup to maybe move it on again next year?
Well, you know, without going into detail again about looking back on last year, I mean, there are a lot of lessons we learned from it. We'll analyse it, we'll move forward, try and develop the panel again, keep competition replaced. I think that's a huge factor, to try and develop the panel again and get, you know, even more competition replaces where we can, that there's pressure on the established players to keep performing at the highest level. And I think, you know, all the great teams like Kenny and Tipperary, for example, over the last few years have shown that you need a very good bench to win All Irelands, and that means that subs who can come in on any given day and play a big part, and that's what we're hoping to try and do over the next couple of years now again.
And as you discuss, you know, bringing in new players, it struck me when I was speaking to Patrick Horgan ahead of the county final, and on that particular day the decision had come that you were staying on, and, you know, obviously he welcomed that and said it surprised me, because he said he, you know, hopefully he'd get the call to return. You know, for a player of his experience to make such a comment, but there's, you know, is that an indication of the competition in the panel, that even the established players will want to put their best foot forward and keep their place?
Well, I would hope so, and I mean, I don't think any player really, I mean, should feel he's indispensable, and we want to get to a stage whereby every player is coming out here training and that he knows he's got to be on his toes, got to be on his best performance levels, his fitness levels and his hurling skills have to be always on at the highest level to play with Cork, and that's the kind of standard we want to get to, that it's an honour to play with Cork, and we want to make sure they reach the highest standards both in their fitness, which means their private lives have got to be, you know, of the highest order in relation to diet and fitness and preparation, even when they're not with us. So when they come out training with us, they're ready to put in their best effort, and we want to maintain that it is an achievement to be on the panel and make it an even greater achievement to make the team and keep the pressure on lads who are on there. Without that, you've got nothing really.
And that's another aspect of the modern game of hurling, Jimmy. And what is there an area there that Cork need to move on as well? And be it, you know, the preparation on the analysis, the diet, the extra type of training, things like that. Do you think there's a move to change there?
Well, we've introduced quite a lot of those things over the last couple of years anyway. We've Sean O'Donnell, as I said, already does our video analysis. We had great coaching over the last year with Jer Cunningham and Kieran Kingston. And now Kieran, unfortunately, couldn't continue this year due to work commitments. So Mark Landers has come in. I think Mark can bring an awful lot to the party. Dave Matches does the physical training, both in the gym and strength and fitness work. And he's done a fantastic job for us over the last couple of years. And, you know, we've had great selectors with me, Shawnee McGrath, Johnny Crowley and Kieran Kingston, I said, last year. And we've got Breen Hurley doing the goalkeeping coaching with Anthony Nash and Patrick Collins now from the minor team has come into the goalkeeper situation. So from that point of view, we're always trying to raise our standards. We'll always try and do better, have it the most professional setup we can manage to get for the players so that we can give them the platform to perform at the highest level so that there's nothing left to chance, and we hope that we can do that.
Jimmy, another big talking point during the off-season was the dual players and the decision they would make. All those decisions have been made by now. Is that a topic that wrecked your head during the summer?
Well, it didn't wreck my head, but I suppose it's something that we were all conscious of. And I know from, I was speaking to Brian Cuthbert quite a lot about it, and we both felt that it was hard for the players last year. But again, we left it up to the players again to make the call on it in relation to whether they wanted to try it again or not. And I think, in fairness, all the players felt themselves that it didn't really work, even though I was happy enough with it from our point of view that we got quite a lot of access to the hurlers, the footballers, sorry. But I think the players themselves felt that it was difficult to do it. So they made a decision themselves individually to make a call on it, whether they would play on whichever game. Now, we were sorry to lose Owen Cadigan, obviously, but we also, on the other hand, we gained Aidan Walsh and Damien Callahan. So from that point of view, they're concentrating solely in hurling, which is a great boost to us. But it is almost impossible to combine both games. That's the reality of it. I mean, you've got a situation whereby at club level and inter-county level, hurling and football, you've got back doors in both the club and inter-county scene. And it is impossible. The amount of games the players have to play and the amount of training they've got to do to play with Cork now and their clubs, it just isn't physically possible, I think, to play both games.
You did it yourself back in the day, but the game has changed an awful lot.
It has changed so much, and there was no back door that time. It was either one if you lost to Kerry in football, for example, you're gone for the year, whereas now the game you there are so many avenues you go in different routes, and it has changed completely. So there's no comparison when I was playing.
What can we expect from the league campaign, Jimmy, and what will you be trying to get out of it? Because obviously it opens against the All-Ireland champions.
Yeah, it's a very attractive game to start off with. We're playing Kilkenny on the 15th of February, and the following week we've got Clare. So as you can see, there are two fantastic games we're starting off with, and it'll be great, very exciting for us. But we want to do very well in the league. We've got three home games, Tipperary, Clare and Kilkenny. So those games are crucial for us. And again, to survive in Division 1, you've got to win your home games, I think. And that's something we'll certainly be targeting. Whether we can do it or not is another thing. But we're going to be very well prepared, and we want to do well in the league.
When you watched, or did you watch the All-Ireland final, were you in a position, you know, mentally on the day to watch it?
Well, I was, of course, yeah. I watched all the games since we went out of the championship, because we'd always try and pick up something that feel where we went wrong ourselves. And I thought the games, the Limerick-Kilkenny games, the final was a fantastic game. And then equally, I thought the two finals were magnificent games, both days. And again, it showed like that we've got a bit to do to get that level. I thought in particular the drawn game was one of the best games I'd ever seen. And a standard of hurling and commitment that was fantastic to watch from both counties. And again, it's something we feel we're not too far off. Mm-hmm. And I think that we've made great progress over the last few years. And I hope now that we can go on and make another step forward next year.
Kilkenny, you've lost an awful lot of players, some high profile names, you know, with their retirements this year. What do you make of them?
Well, they're going to be hard to replace, obviously, because they're great players. And I suppose in their own right, they were legends in the game, all those players. And I would imagine, looking at it from an outside point of view, they will be hard to replace. But Kilkenny are lucky in the sense that they've got a big pool of talent there. They've had great subs over the last few years, and I'm sure those players now will see it as an opportunity to come in and stake their claim to be on the team themselves. Mm-hmm. And they've also won the minor All-Ireland. So from a Cork point of view, we haven't been as successful at underage level, which is a problem going forward. But I think that is improving as well. The minor team last year were quite good, and the under-21s got the Munster final. So there is improvement being made, although it is slow. But I think that, like Kilkenny, obviously, going back to your original question, they've lost great players, but they have a lot of good replacements come in.
Yeah, they do. And Jimmy, as you mentioned there, during convention, it would have come up a few times during convention at the weekend about structures in the county and development of hurling in certain areas. You would be concerned about the production line of young hurlers coming up along?
Yeah, well, I mean, you'd like to see it better, obviously, and we'd be contesting All-Ireland finals and under-21 finals, but as I said earlier, I think slowly it's been in turn, and we will be very competitive on the age level over the next couple of years, I feel. And there are great strides being made, and I think that there will be great improvements, even though I mightn't be around in charge of the team to see it through, but there will be a lot of good young players coming through. I'm very, very confident about that over the next couple of years.
But what you have, you've done it in the past, you'll find players, even if they're not playing at the highest level in Cork.
Yeah, as I said, I don't care what club they come from, whether it's a junior B club or a senior club, I don't care. If we see a player with potential, we can bring him in, hopefully we can improve him, get him involved with the team training. That's why we've brought players in now for the Wolf Crystal tournament. They're training with us since the middle of November, so we'll get them to a level of fitness and preparation to be able to do themselves justice in January and February, and then make a call on whether we can include them in the panel for the year going forward or not.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jimmy, it's December. We're here talking about the end of 2014 and the start of 2015. How do you reflect on the state of the game at the moment and hurling at the moment?
In Cork or in general?
In general.
I think it's very, very healthy. I think the All-Ireland final and replay were fantastic games. I think our final against Clare last year and the replay were brilliant games. I really enjoyed the Munster final in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, the last Munster final, I suppose, before the stadium was redeveloped. It was a great occasion for us as a team and a panel and backroom team and for the players to win a Munster title. And I think the supporters got great enjoyment out of that. And so from a general point of view, we're reasonably happy. I wouldn't say we're getting carried away with what we achieve or anything like that, far from it. But we are making progress, I feel, and I think we can be equally competitive next year and give it a good go again. Be really, that we'll have a say in the All-Ireland title again next year, I think.
Yeah, they must be very hungry with the last couple of years and how each year has panned out and coming so close.
Yeah, they have. The players are disappointed with last year, obviously, but losing to Clare was a bit of a disappointment in the replay, and we gave a great go on both days and could have won it. And we're looking back, that's all in the past now. We're just looking forward now to really working as hard as we ever did to get back to the highest level and making sure the players give it everything, and we'll give them everything in the background when we can and be really competitive again in the new year.
And the state of Cork hurling generally, how would you rate it? You haven't looked at a lot of club championship and stuff as well.
I have, of course, yeah. And I suppose standard of club hurling, you'd like it to see a bit better, to be honest, overall. I wouldn't think it's at a standard that I'd like it to be at. And that's not to be critical of any club. They're doing their best, but for Cork to be really competitive, you'd love a really higher standard of hurling. And I'm hoping that the underage development work and all that will come through to the clubs as well. And we'll see a far better standard of senior hurling championship next couple of years as well in Cork.
Well, Jimmy, the very best of luck to you in 2015. I'm sure we'll talk to you before all matches. Thanks for talking
to us. Thanks, Lisa. Pleasure.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
with Kiri's Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand. Accept no substitute. Kiri's, Cork, Mallow, Midleton and Kiri's.ie.